If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
In these days of everyone believing that their truth is the only truth, it is a heyday for false teachers to come and spread their deceptions all around.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And all my life, I have been fascinated with farms and farm animals. Not to the extent that I wanted to trade my Midwest smaller city or suburb life for life on the farm. My wife, who grew up as a farmer's daughter, would affirm that. I'm no farmer, but I love to visit the horses and ponies, ride a goat, feed the ducks, jump from a hayloft into hay, and ride a tractor. Especially fun were the farm ponds where I could fish. My first farm pond fishing experience was in southern Indiana when I was in second grade. But the best fishing was my father-in-law's ponds whenever Janice and I would come to visit. One night, we caught just dozens of catfish out of one pond. How fun! Well, in today's passage on Wings of the Morning, the Apostle Peter illustrates the ugliness of certain people who purposely try to deceive by pointing to two images from the farm, a sick dog and then a pig who wallows in the mud. Both of them are images and even smells that certainly don't attract. But we need to know that there are some very bad things out there that are ugly as these that we need to avoid. So stay with me. But first, let's listen to Chris Rice sing Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save and thou simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. Wash me, Savior, or I die. I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, Let me hide myself. Let me hide myself in thee. Let me hide myself. Let me hide myself. Let me hide myself in thee. Let me hide myself. Let me hide. Let me hide myself in thee.
In the second letter of Peter to the church, Peter in the second chapter gets to the heart of his warning. In the first chapter, he reminded them that there are ways to determine the truth and that he and the other apostles are truth tellers, not people inventing stories. Now in the second chapter, he goes directly after the false teachers. In fact, at the end of the chapter, he says that they are like a dog who returns to his vomit, or a sow that is washed, that goes back to her wallowing in the mud. And we all know how stinky that is. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Peter says, but there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of the truth into disrepute. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have made up. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. So, my friend, in these days of everyone believing that their truth is the only truth, it is a heyday for false teachers to come and spread their deceptions all around. Not only religious cults, although they are out there big time, but also the self-help teacher, college professors, politicians, and virtually any other area where people are sharing their truth. So Peter says first that these false teachers enter the picture even knowing that they are trying to deceive you. They know what they are doing. Then he says they do it secretly. He says they secretly bring in false ideas, heresies, that even deny the Lord Jesus. For instance, they might say, I don't need forgiveness. You don't need forgiveness. We're good people. That sounds good. But Jesus told us to pray for forgiveness as we forgive others. Remember the Lord's Prayer? And furthermore, Jesus' whole purpose in coming to earth was to die for our forgiveness of our sins, in which we all are guilty. In other words, when they say, I don't need forgiveness, they actually are denying Jesus Christ. Then Peter says, they want to lead. Well, there's nothing wrong with leadership. I'm a leader. But not all people gifted with leadership capabilities will lead you toward the truth or in truth. And as he says, many will follow. So remember, don't just follow the crowd. They may be going the wrong way. One thing also about these false teachers is that they are greedy, wanting more benefit, more power, more prestige to themselves. So they invent stories that they devise so it will convince you and me. Later, he says in the chapter that they are experts in greed. It is an ugly truth about these kind of false teachers. They also often are, as Peter says in verse 19, slaves of depravity. The temptations of money, sex, and power overtake them, and they do things in secret that, when brought to light, bring disrepute to the Lord Jesus, to the truth. He says that they are bold and arrogant, that they even slander God's angels. So we need to be very wary of anyone who is arrogant. Did you ever think about that? Boldness is often necessary in the work of the Lord, but arrogance and pride are never acceptable. Remember, it was pride that brought Satan down from heaven. False teachers these days are everywhere, and because more and more of us are pushing away from churches and organized religion, we are more vulnerable than ever to be persuaded by this or that bold, arrogant, super storytelling, power promoting, and power hungry prognosticator who wants to lead us. So just stop. Just stop in your tracks right now. Think about who you're looking at, who you're believing. Be wary. Turn to the truth. Look to the word of truth, the Bible. Turn to Jesus and be saved. My friend, would you turn right now? Turn away from that false teaching, that false teacher, that false preacher, false politician, or other leader that you've been following? Why don't you pray with me and pray a turn in your life? Dear Jesus, yes, just pray this out loud. Dear Jesus, I want to know the truth. Please help me. Please help me to turn towards you. Please forgive me of my sin and come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.